Confessions of a 40-something Fuck-Up by Alexandra Potter. Read by Sally Phillips. For anyone who's ever laughed in the face of it all. The women whom I love and admire for their strength and grace did not get that way because shit worked out. They got that way because shit went wrong and they handled it. They handled it in 1,000 different ways on 1,000 different days, but they handled it. Those women are my superheroes. Elizabeth Gilbert. Prologue. Hi, and welcome to Confessions of a 40-something Fuck-Up, the podcast for any woman who wonders how the hell she got here and why life isn't quite how she imagined it was going to be. It's for anyone who's ever looked around at their life and thought, this was never part of the plan. Who's ever felt like they'd dropped a ball or missed a boat and are still desperately trying to figure it all out while everyone around them is making gluten-free brownies. But first, a disclaimer. I don't pretend to be an expert in anything. I'm not a lifestyle guru or an influencer, whatever that is, and I'm not here to sell a brand or flog a product or tell you what you should be doing because, frankly, I haven't a clue either. I'm just someone struggling to recognise their messy life in a world of perfect Instagram ones and feeling like a bit of a fuck-up. Even worse, a 40-something fuck-up. Someone who reads a life-affirming quote and feels exhausted, not inspired. Who isn't trying to achieve new goals or set more challenges because life is enough of a challenge as it is. And who does not feel hashtag blessed and hashtag winning at life, but mostly hashtag no idea what the fuck I am doing and hashtag can I Google it? Which is why I started this podcast, to tell it like it is, for me anyway. Because Confessions is a show about the daily trials and tribulations of what it feels like to find yourself on the wrong side of 40, only to discover things haven't worked out how you expected. It's about what happens when shit happens and still being able to laugh in the face of it all. It's about being honest and telling the truth about friendship and love and disappointment. About asking the big questions and not getting any of the answers. About starting over when you thought you'd be finished already. In these episodes, which will take the form of confessions, I'll be sharing with you all the sad bits and the funny bits. I'll be talking about feeling flawed and confused and lonely and scared. About finding hope and joy in the unlikeliest of places. And how no amount of celebrity cookbooks and smashed avocados are going to save you. Because feeling like a fuck-up isn't about being a failure. It's about being made to feel like one. It's the pressure and the panic to tick all the boxes and reach all the goals. And what happens when you don't? When you find yourself on the outside? Because on some level, in some aspect of your life, it's so easy to feel like you're failing when everyone around you appears to be succeeding. So if there's anyone out there that feels any of this too, this podcast will hopefully make you feel less alone, because now there's two of us, and two of us makes a tribe. January. Hashtag, what the fuck am I doing with my life? New Year's Day. How the hell did I get here? Not here, as in January, never-ending month of grey and gloom that seems to go on forever, filled with depressing blue Mondays, failed attempts at resolutions and an Instagram feed overflowing with slebs, boasting about new year, new exciting projects, which does not make me feel hashtag inspired and want to reach for their exercise video or book of brag. Sorry, I mean blessed. But has the opposite effect of making me collapse back down on the sofa, feeling hashtag overwhelmed with a family-sized packet of cheese puffs. No, I mean, here, as in, it's my birthday soon. I'm about to turn 40-something, and it's just not how I'd imagined. I mean, how did this happen? It's like I missed a turning somewhere, like there was a destination marked 40-something, and my friends and I were all headed that way, youth in one hand, dreams in the other, excited and full of possibilities. A bit like when you step off the plane on holiday and you go down those moving walkways that swoosh you along with everyone else, following the signs to baggage reclaim.